My only comment would be that it's very rare and very pleasing to see an entire board buying stock over a year. I can't remember a company, particularly in these times, where all the directors have, well, apart from one, have made substantial investments. I think that probably partly explains why the stock has held up so well in this crazy market. And I'd simply say to the board, it's good to see the alignment with us shareholders, and well done for doing that.
Thank you.
Look, Chairman, as a shareholder in CFK Childcare, which has just gone under, I would just point out that I assume Mark's rushed to Sydney in his capacity of chairman of that company, which has just been put into receivership yesterday. So obviously it's not good to see a director associated with a collapse like that, but I guess we've got to take you on your word that he's a good contributing director.
He's a very good director and a very good analyst of businesses. He actually joined that board in order to assist in an attempt to turn it around, and I don't think he could really be held responsible for the fact that what has befallen that company. I might just also say that it's obviously not practicable for him to join the annual meeting by telephone, but he participated in our board meeting this morning by telephone. And the general practice of the company is that when directors are not in Melbourne, they generally phone in and attend the board meetings by telephone. But notwithstanding the matters to which Mr. Stevens drawn attention, we would certainly recommend a vote in favour of reappointing Mark. He's been a very important contributor to the growth of the company, and in particular to our acquisition of brands in the fast-moving consumer goods business, which really sustained the company through the period of the most difficult times in the oleochemical business. So he's made a very important contribution in the interest of shareholders.